Welcome back. It's Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Okay, let's talk Olympic Games, because there is a lot to catch up on from the past few days. We've already seen USA swimmer Katie Ledecky shatter her own world record in the 400-meter freestyle. Michael Phelps showed he still has more gold medals in him yet, delivering a stellar performance in the men's 100-meter relay final. And gymnast Simone Biles is showing the world why she is the favorite to win the women's all-around final. But Brazil, of course, is also a nation still in the midst of some severe political turmoil, and evidence of that is on the streets of Rio outside the Olympic stadiums and arenas. Well, Boston Globe investigative sports reporter Shira Springer is our woman in Brazil for the Games, and she joins us now from Rio de Janeiro. Welcome, Shira.
Hello from Rio.
It's good to have you, Tashira. Okay, I think I might have made a mistake. I said Michael Phelps performing well in the men's 100-meter relay final. Did I get that right or wrong?
It's the 4x100.
4x1. That's what I thought, because a relay can't just be 100 meters. My apologies for that. But that's why we've got you in Rio, to keep us on the ball about these things. How has Rio been so far?
Very interesting, both in the venues and outside the venues. It's a bit of a wild scene, you know, depending on where you are. I mean, we can start in the venues. I've been at the tennis, fencing, swimming, and gymnastics. I was there for the USA's qualifying in women's gymnastics yesterday. I was on hand last night at the swimming, too. But my interest was more in the Russian swimmer who is controversially competing in the Games after having been suspended for doping violations.
Well, let's talk about that, Shira, for a second, because, I mean, the Russian team and their ongoing massive doping violations and scandals is a part of the story of the Games here. So tell us more about that Russian swimmer.
Yeah, I'd say it's very much a part of the Games here. It's sort of overshadowing the competition in some way, because every time a Russian athlete competes in an event, they always get asked about how they feel about the reputation of their country and the fact that they weren't all banned from the Olympic Games, and then any of their competitors are automatically asked about how they feel about competing against Russians. Now, in the case of the 100-meter breaststroke, you have Yulia Isimova, and she was formally found guilty of steroid use, and it was thought that she would not be allowed into the Rio Games, but an appeal got her into the Games, and she is now competing against two Americans, Lily King and Katie Myrie, in the final, the 100-meter breaststroke tonight, for the gold medal, and the Americans are really her rivals, particularly Lily King, and suffice it to say, the Americans are not happy about having Isimova in their race, because they simply feel it's not fair. And now while they say, listen, we have to respect the International Olympic Committee's decision to allow her to compete, but it doesn't mean we have to agree with it.
Right. Well, let's move over to gymnastics for a moment and talk about 19-year-old Simone Biles, her first Olympics, off to a terrific start, though.
Yeah, I think you can pretty much sum up Simone Biles' performance in one word: dominant. You could probably use the same word to describe USA gymnastics: dominant. I mean, they are, you know, Simone is expected to win the all-around gold medal, and the U.S. is expected to take the team gold. It would be a shock if they didn't do that on both counts. And they, you know, in the qualifying, they got off to exactly the start that everyone expected them to get off to.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk for a moment about fencing, if we could, because except I have to say, people who don't want spoilers for the Olympics, because you haven't seen these events yet due to tape delay and things, plug your ears for the next 20 seconds, okay? So plug your ears, because we're going to talk about Ibtihaj Mohamed. She made her Olympic debut today. She's a saber fencer, 8th ranked in the world, the first athlete to compete for the United States wearing a hijab. So obviously that's significant, but her fencing ability first and foremost. But again, everyone, plug ears if you don't want spoilers, because Shira, how has she been doing?
I actually haven't seen the results come through. They haven't announced those.
Okay, good. So,
don't worry about the spoilers. I think you're actually ahead of things here. So, but I will say that what's great about fencing is the venue itself, and we can avoid avoid spoilers by just talking about the atmosphere. Of all the places I've been to, it has been by far the best, most festive atmosphere going in the Olympic Games. It has been absolutely spectacular. They play, you know, loud rock and roll music in between bouts. They have this terrific theatrical lighting where they spotlight the fencers in the medal matches. It's really been something to behold. And I think, every time I go see fencing at the Olympic Games, I always wonder why it hasn't caught on and become a bigger sport in the United States, because it is so much fun on the Olympic level.
Yeah. Well, finally, Shira, before we wrap you up, we're really taxing the cell phone line here, but I do want to ask you, we mentioned that obviously there's still a lot of turmoil and tumult going on across Brazil regarding its own government. I mean, have you found evidence of that in Rio amongst the people that you've talked to? I mean, how is the city itself reacting to the games and the discontent that the folks there have had with Brazil's government vis-a-vis the games?
You know, I think what I've been noticing, first of all, there have been protests, and there were protests prior to the opening ceremony, and the torch relay actually had to be diverted from Copacabana Beach. It was supposed to run the length of the beach. It could not because of protesters. So there have been protests throughout the city, a lot of them prior to the games. I think the bigger concern as the games have gotten underway has been security. And I think that's the thing that really strikes you when you get outside. And actually, even inside the Olympic Park, is just the amount of visible security. Now, I've been to other Olympic Games and seen a heavy security presence, but this is by far the most visible. And not only is it visible, these guys aren't fooling around. There are military men with, you know, heavy machine guns, and they stand there with their fingers on the trigger as they are standing guard around the Olympic venues outside and about the Olympic Park.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the other thing that sort of is just an interesting, there was a stray bullet that actually made its way through the media tent at the equestrian venue. It's a very strange atmosphere, because you go to these games and you're inside these venues and it seems just like any other Olympics, and then you come out of the venues and you see this heavy security presence and you hear about the bullet going through the media tent at the equestrian center and you're like, whoa, it's quite a bit different.
Definitely quite different. Yeah, definitely. Well, Shira Springer, investigative reporter for the sports section of the Boston Globe, giving us regular updates. She'll be doing that from the Summer Olympic Games in Rio. Shira, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Well, for legal and rights reasons, we can't actually play any sound from the events at the Olympics Games, but we can play some great Brazilian music. So this is 12-year-old MC Sofia. You saw her at the opening ceremonies. Here's another one of her tracks. Hey, 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 ho, ho, ho. Olha lá, a menininha fazendo um monte de gol.